I will just say it to you this way. I did not want to move to the city of Opelousas at all. Any fiber of my being. I did not want to move to St. Leger Parish. Literally zero. Nothing about me wanted to do that. It was Brandon Neely who would not stop calling me. I blame him for this.
Yeah.
He called and he said, hey, you want to plant a church here? And I said, nope. I live in Karen Crow. I'll plant a church in Karen Crow. And me and him piled in his car. I kid you not. And we drove around Karen Crow looking for places to plant a church. And there was no places. We genuinely looked. We genuinely tried. No places. And he called me back a little while later and he said, hey, I found somebody who has a parsonage that you could live in for free if you planted a church in St. Leger Parish. And I was like, I'm listening. But then I still said no. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's not happening. We're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Jonah style.
And then he called me again. And this is not a made up story. Okay. Call me again. I don't remember the amount of time that happened between the calls. It was days. And he said, hey, you'll never get this. You'll never guess. But somebody just said that they also had a place for the church to meet if you would plant a church in Opelousas. And I was like, fine.
Fine.
The Lord would not, he would not let me not do this.
Yeah.
I, all the people that I know of who are like, I don't want to live in Opelousas. I'm like, I didn't want to either. I didn't want that. I don't want to live in St. Leger Parish. I was like, me neither. And here we are. And you know, it's the cherry on top of all of this is now I love it. Mm. We bought a beautiful house with like 7 acres, something crazy, and a pool and a pond and a garage apartment and a shop. We do a little gardening in the back. We got chickens. It's in the country. It's beautiful. It's like 5 minutes from Walmart, 5 minutes from the interstate. Like it's right there. And we paid $185,000 for all of it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well,
since we're here complaining, I moved here when I was 12, so I didn't really have much of a say in it.
Marley has the unfortunate position of having a job here. So,
yeah.
Welcome to the club.
But now I love it here. I actually do. I genuinely love it here. Like, it's a great experience. Everything's cheap.
I mean, this
I'm not depending upon the state for educating my children. So, duh, it's going to be really easy for me to get them educated.
Amen. See, this is the best job I've ever had.
Oh, are you just saying that because it's recording?
No.
I think you are.
No, this is definitely the best job I've ever had.
He's giving me a big head.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lie.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not going to go that far, but I will, you know, give you a little bit. But no, I mean, and when I first started working here, I was driving 50 minutes each way.
From the New Iberia.
From the Barry.
From the Barry. oh, dang.
I remember those days.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
You probably worked half of your day just to pay for the gas to get back and forth from point A to point B.
Yeah. I remember you coming into the office one day and you were like, I was like, yeah, I gotta go home. And you were like, don't you, like, it doesn't take that long. I was like, no, it takes 50 minutes. He's like, oh, crap, we didn't move you out of there yet? All right, we got to find you somewhere.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
We got to make this happen.
Yeah.
Boom. And here you are.
Mm-hmm.
Living the country life. You have a pond now.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yes, I live on a property with a pond. Yes.
But neither of you have screen porches, and I have two.
He has a screen porch. He has a screen porch.
Not a screen one.
Yeah, no, that's where your washer and dryer is.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
That's a screen porch.
You screened it in?
It's an outcove, that I've screened in. Nice. I put studs up and I screened it in. So.
Yeah, see, okay, look.
So there's only I can't like smoke a cigar there because the clothes are there.
Mm.
And my wife would get mad at me if it smelled like cigar.
Yeah, that's true. Ceiling fans keep the bugs away too, just so everybody knows. Really? So there's plenty of folks out there who say, I don't want to live in Opelousas. I don't want to live in St. Leger Parish. There's plenty of people like that. And what I'm saying is, neither did I. Maybe the Lord will make you. And then you'll like it. All right, well, welcome back to another episode of the Parish Circuit, where we take a look at the recent city council meeting going on for the city of Opelousas City Council, and we discuss it from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Pastor Stuart Amidon from Christchurch Opelousas. With me is Jesse Marsalis. Jesse, we need to give you a nickname.
I feel like I already have one.
What is it?
Like the Quipper?
The Quipper. Jesse the Quip.
No, the Quip. Didn't we say it was like the Scooper or something?
Quip the Scoop? Light Fantastic. Oh, the Scooper. Oh, Scooper. That's worse, though, because it's like there's a dung reference there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out later. We'll figure it out later.
As time goes on.
The Greek. All right, and then...
And I am the executive producer of all audio content at Page 15. My name is Marley Judy.
It's a very official role. It's a very official role.
It's an honor to be here.
So just so everybody's familiar with our process here, here's what we do. We send Jesse out as the agent in disguise, and he goes to the meetings. He's not in disguise at all. He's just sitting in the back of the room. Mm. He goes to the meetings.
I mean, I style for it.
He's wearing all black, big black glasses. It's like 7 o'clock at night. He's sitting in the back of the room. Anyway, so he goes to the meetings, sits through the meetings, gets a feel of what's going on. We come back to the office the next day. We talk about it, do a little research, and then we produce this show. And by we produce this show, I mean I talk and Marley produces this show.
Yes.
Yes. And then we publish it for you, our listeners at home, to enjoy and be entertained. And by our listeners at home, I mean Aaron Vaughn.
Yes, shout out to Aaron Vaughn. Also, on the subject of Aaron Vaughn, don't even think about the fact that we missed a month. That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't count.
We're back on the horse.
We're back on the horse now.
And,
You know what? Free plug. Do you need your taxes done?
Ooh.
Do you need someone to keep your books and help your business run efficiently?
I don't know if this is staying in.
Aaron Vaughn. Call that man.
Okay.
I don't have his phone number readily available, but maybe find him on Facebook.
Check the show notes.
Will you really put it in the show notes? Because that would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. I don't think he wants this kind of attention.
He doesn't want this kind of attention.
He doesn't really do personal.
Oh, in that case, do you need personal taxes done? Call Aaron Vaughn. Man. Only taxes. Only personal. That's it. All right. Let's move on. Okay, so we had a meeting. What happened? What went down? We've all got a copy of the little, what is this thing called?
The agenda.
The minutes, the agenda for the Opelousas City Council meeting. This is the August 12th agenda. Just so anybody who might be looking this up online to follow along with us as we talk through these things. Some interesting things happened. Why don't you give us kind of a rundown here, what's going down, Jesse? What are we talking about first?
Well, the most interesting thing right off the bat was it started 30 minutes early, but ended 2 hours late.
Whoa.
It was a very long meeting.
Dang, you were in there until when? Like 9 o'clock?
No, it was like 7:30.
Dang.
It took a while.
Why did it start so early? Did they say?
No, I guess they were just trying to get people in a nice mood, though.
It says start of time. Oh, it says 4 o'clock p.m. Look at that. Revised notice posted at 4 p.m. But the time says 5 o'clock. It started at 4:30?
No, it started at 5.
Oh, it normally starts at 5:30.
It usually starts at 5:30.
Oh, I get it. Okay, got it. All right, so they started the thing early. Nobody knows why. Did they just, maybe they just had a lot to do, and so they moved up the time. That makes sense.
Maybe. The agenda was not actually, it was average as far as number of items go, but they did take a long time with all of them, and I think they expected to, it was a lot of, there was a lot of property stuff, condemnation and demolition things that were going on.
I see they had a prayer.
They had a prayer.
And I assume that's a Christian prayer, although it is an Episcopal priest who's praying, so maybe it's not actually a Christian prayer.
He was wearing a funny hat.
We take what we can get, right?
He wore a funny hat?
He wore a funny... It was like a multicolored hat.
What?
I don't know what kind of hat it was. Maybe I should have done more research on that.
Multicolored, do you mean, like, are we talking like a rainbow hat?
No, it wasn't a rainbow.
Oh, it was not a rainbow hat. Okay.
I mean, out of season, or in season, it would have looked like a Mardi Gras hat.
Oh.
Interesting.
It was stylish.
Maybe we should get cool hats.
Maybe. Yeah. Everybody else has them.
I mean, that seems like not a terrible idea. All right, so they do that. Well, I mean, you know what? Opelousas is a Christian town. Look at that. We pray before city council meetings. Christian town. Done. Established. What's the motto? Jesse, you looked this up one time. What was the motto?
Omnia ad Dei Gloriam. All things to the glory of God.
That's what it says. That's the freaking motto of the city of Opelousas. It's right there on the seal. This is a Christian town. I am claiming it. Give me Opelousas or I die. Let's go.
They do say.
We're doing this.
They are like at the beginning of every meeting trying to focus things towards God. No matter what the motives are there, it happens.
Hey, you so know what? I'll be just ecumenical enough to where I'll just wrap them up. Let's go.
Absolutely. I'm fine with it. They're just like lining themselves up. Right?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Omnia ad Dei Gloriam.
Yes.
Right, Marley? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
They didn't sing the docks, did they?
They did not sing the docks. No. But maybe next meeting.
It's okay. You know what? We're incrementalists. It's all right. It's all right. We'll get there over time. Smash Mouth incrementalists.
That's good.
Don't Google that. All right. Next.
Next thing, so the first thing that became apparent whenever I entered the room was the number of police officers and fire department officers.
And they were there for you.
They were there for me. There were like 30 of them. And there was a lot more just citizens just in the room than typical meetings have.
Interesting. Okay. So they were doing something. What were they doing? What were all the cops and the fire guys there for?
They were there for... as you'll see on number 6 of the revised agenda, the adoption of 19B, or the addition of a 19B.
Public hearing sections.
Yes.
Consider levying additional or increased millage rates without further voter approval or adopting the adjusted millage rate after reassessment and rolling forward to rates not to exceed the prior year's maximum. Wait a second. That's why the cops were there? Because they knew that there would be a revolt and people would throw tables if they did that? Okay, so listen.
Not quite.
So get this. So it says, consider levying additional or increased millage rates without further voter approval. That's a clause. So they were like, hey, we're going to think about just raising the taxes without the voters approving it.
Hmm.
That's what that means.
Yes.
That's what that means. Dang.
We're going to raise taxes and not have...
Is that legal? How do they do that? I mean, I guess it's legal. Well, it is Opelousas. It might not be legal.
We are not lawyers. This is not legal advice.
However, they do have...
Thank you for saying that, Marley. I appreciate that. That's helpful.
Yes.
That's helpful.
Yes.
This is a podcast. We're all experts, but not in this.
Amen.
We're experts in giving our opinions. All right.
The interesting thing, though, about 19B was it was added last minute. It wasn't on the agenda days prior. It was on the agenda about an hour before.
Oh, that's why it says revised notice posted at 4 p.m. at the top of this thing.
Which was like the most interesting thing that I realized immediately.
Oh, no.
There.
It was the day before. It was the day before. So they posted. Oh, so this meeting was on August 13th. Excuse me. This was the August 13th meeting. The revised notice was posted August 12th at 4. So it was done the day before. So there's a little bit more of a notice, but these meetings only happen once a month, right? Isn't it once a month?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Yes.
Every second Tuesday.
So the day before at 4 o'clock, there's probably like some kind of law where they have to give you a mandatory 24 hours notice if they're going to change anything on the agenda. That would be my guess. But maybe our listeners could do a little legwork, do some lawfare work on that and let us know.
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
We're looking at you.
Aaron, I'm a listener.
I gave you that free plug, Aaron. So they were considering just raising the taxes without people approving it. And then, or adopting the adjusted millage rate after reassessment and rolling forward to rates not to exceed the prior year's maximum. Okay, now.
So the second one.
The second one is what happened.
The second one is what happened. What the second
voted
one,
on that.
So the first one is raising taxes.
Without voter approval.
Without voter approval.
We're just going to do it.
We're just going to raise the percentage.
Sheriff of Nottingham coming down here. Prince John. Ugh.
Exactly.
And I'm Robin Hood in this scenario.
Of course. Amen. So going, the second option is the adjusted millage rate means it's going to match what the actual property tax is. So the property tax percentage rate in Opelousas is
7.13% is the maximum. Yeah.
Maximum. That's the maximum amount. And according to last year, everybody's property tax was 7.13%.
Mm.
However, this year, due to a lot of movement as well in the, where is it?
Property values went up.
Property values went up.
Or at least the assessor's office said that they did.
Yeah, that's that. On page two, a lot of stuff happened as well. So the city assessor.
Well, there's a city assessor.
They assessed the whole
city.
Okay. And all of the property values were raised.
Wow. So the city assessor reassesses all the property values. Okay. And he says they're all higher now. Now, what that does, there's a maximum millage rate, which is 7.13 mils, whatever the heck that means. Nobody even knows what the heck a mil is. But anyway, whatever. There's a maximum tax rate. Okay. If the property value goes up, the tax rate doesn't necessarily also go up.
It doesn't change.
Change because the people, the amount of money that the people pay remains the same. So realistically, what that means is the property value increases, your tax millage rate goes down. You pay about the same in property taxes. Okay, does everybody follow me here? Okay. So what they did, man, you got to read this so freaking close, is they said, hey, let's raise taxes. That's actually what's going on here.
They raised the taxes because the property is now higher.
Property value is higher.
They decided to match what the millage rate was for the last year, 7.13.
Instead of it being like 6.8 or something.
According to the actual amount of money that is on your house
correct.
Now.
Correct.
Rather
correct.
Than what it would have been last year.
Correct. Okay, so now here's why this is a problem. Are y'all ready? So I called one of our city council members, and he was very kind and explained exactly what happened to me, and I appreciated that a ton. I will not name him because he might not want to be publicly affiliated with me. You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. So I called one of them, and I was talking to him, and he, you know, kind of let me know what was going on, showed me the details of it and everything, explained it to me. He said the city assessor, which I assumed it was the parish assessor's office. I didn't know the city had its own property assessor. But the assessor goes in and says the values are higher. The millage rate functionally decreases because people are going to pay about the same amount of tax for their house, same cash amount of tax. But the city can go in and say, hey, we're going to raise this cost. Now, here's where it gets weird. Here's why this is a problem. Because the assessors can just go in and decide that a property is worth whatever. Like, look up the assessed value of your property online. You can do that at any point. And you'll notice that most of the time it's pretty significantly lower than your property value actually is. In fact, I've heard stories, and it's not here, this is other areas. I've heard stories of assessors threatening to go in and reassess a property value as a consequence for somebody doing something that the assessor's office or the local parish entities or the tax office didn't want them to do. It was like a stick that they wielded. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we've got two offices, okay, that are saying, "Hey, things are worth more. Sweet, we're gonna charge more." Things are worth more. Sweet. We're gonna charge more. This is a problem.
Oh,
right. You see how that works? Like, we've got two distinct entities that are deciding, hey, we're gonna raise value, and now we're gonna raise taxes. We're gonna raise value, and we're gonna raise taxes. Like, how does one stop this from happening? The same thing just happened in Lafayette. There's like 60,000 homeowners or something like that in Lafayette that are about to experience tax increases. Their tax increases are anywhere from 2.5% to 11%. Per house, okay? Oof. Yeah, Lafayette's already got way higher property taxes than we do. It's a big deal. And so for us, while this is not realistically on your property tax, the amount that is being increased is not that much for the city of Opelousas. It's from what they were telling me on the phone, some of the properties, it's literally like $2, $3. It's not a ton of money. My issue is not with the amount of money. It is with the process. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just say your property's worth X and then move the millage rate forward, even though the vote fails, we've got a problem. That's just bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That's just red tape nonsense that somebody figured out a way to fish a way through. So then the next question is, how do we stop it from happening again?
Revival.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think you make a little bit of noise about it too. I think that's perfectly fine. Now, somebody said something to me about it being an assessment year last year, which means that the assessor's job was to reassess all of the property values and see what they were. But here we are. It's a very interesting little moment happening here.
Hmm. That's an interesting tactic.
Now let's just take a general moment here and talk about property taxes, shall we?
I was actually going to mention the millage, what the millage rate is.
The millage rate is
a mill is 1/1000th of a dollar, or 1/10th of 1 cent, which means if you were to have 1 mill, then for every $1,000, the value of your property, you would have to pay $1 of a mill. So them having 7.13 means you pay $7.13 for every $1,000 that your property is valued at.
Of your property.
Of your property.
So then let's just put my house out there for a second. So my house is, you know, I think I paid about $185,000 total for my house. All right. So times, what was it?
7.13.
Okay. So 0.00713 equals. So that means that my annual tax rate on my house is about $1,300. Ish on all my property. It's currently had. That's about right from last year. I remember that being about right based on the two, because it's technically two parcels. I live on one of them. I just bought the lots next to me. It's not all one parcel. In other words, so I have to pay taxes on two pieces of property. So that's about right. About $1,300.
You're about to go on a tangent about property tax.
But, well, this is what we're talking about. So let's say someone comes in, they're like, oh no, your property is actually worth $240. Then you would be paying
probably about $1,800, $1,900 a year.
Yeah.
Instantly paying more property tax.
So this thing.
This is a threat. This is a major threat.
Yeah. So this value assessment is much more important than some people might realize.
Right. And this is why it matters a lot who your assessor is. Mm. So for the parish, I don't know about the city. I didn't even realize the city had its own assessor.
It might have been the parish assessor.
It might have been the parish assessor.
I remember them saying assessor, but
maybe
I couldn't quite catch.
Maybe it was the parish
who it was.
So the parish assessor is elected. This is a big deal. Mm. Parish assessor is elected. And so if they start going around and doing this and raising property values for the function of a tax, it is our duty to vote them folks out of office. Do you get what I'm saying? Like that's because this is just a leveraging backwards.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? This is not a cool system. We don't like this. Now the benefit though is that an assessor knows this. They know that they're elected, at least in St. Leger Parish. Mm-hmm. And so they know to not do anything too crazy, too wild, too fast. That's a benefit. So we would want to hold on to that. I actually know our assessor. She's a nice lady. I taught her kids.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a nice lady.
Okay.
If it's the same person, if it's the parish assessor. You know?
Oh.
So.
Got it.
But the whole system is what the problem is.
Yeah.
If we can't pass a tax, but we find a mechanism to raise taxes anyway, outside of that, now we have an issue. Now we got an issue. Property taxes in and of themselves are evil, though.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Y'all know this, huh?
Right.
Okay.
So in Christendom, will there be property taxes?
Heck no, there won't be property taxes in the new Christendom. You mean in the new Opelousas? Say it again. That's right. Omnia ad Dei Gloriam. That's exactly right, baby.
Yes.
To God, and we'll actually mean it this time. We'll mean it when we say it. There will be no property taxes in the new Christendom. Opelousas, there it is.
All glory to God.
What property taxes are is an interest rate on your house every single year that you have to pay, and interest rates are unbiblical.
Well, it's rent.
It's rent.
It is interest as well, but it's also rent. If you don't pay your property taxes, what happens?
You get kicked out.
You get kicked out of your property and it gets sold to somebody else.
Mm.
That's rent. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you don't actually own that property. If you don't pay, then you get kicked out of it. And in some places, we have very low property taxes. Now, we have insanely high sales taxes. Ironically, you have to buy stuff in the places that you live. So we have very high taxes. It's just disguised in different mechanisms. If somebody comes up to you and they says, guys, listen, we have very low property taxes, your rebuttal is, you know, we have an 11% sales tax here, right?
Did you know we
that
have
insanely high?
Mm.
We have in St. Leger Parish a hot deli food tax.
What?
A hot deli food tax.
What does that mean?
If your food is at a grocery store.
In the hot deli.
And a hot deli, yeah.
Not a cold deli.
Not cold. If you get it cold, you don't get the tax.
So this is not sandwich meat we're talking about
here.
This is not sandwich meat. This is like good old Southern food kitchen style. Let me serve you two scoops of meatballs on
like,
that yeah, rice.
You're getting like a lunch box. Kind of exactly. Yeah.
Talk about a hot topic.
Thank you.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Thank you.
I'm glad that happened. So if you want your food served hot, you have to pay extra taxes for that in the St. Andrew Parish. That's a real thing. Check your receipt. I'm serious. Check your receipts whenever you get something.
I'll do it. I'm going to look now.
You're going to see a little hot deli or hot food tax. It's crazy.
I'm so happy that we can have these tax rants. So poverty taxes, unbiblical, unchristian, the new Christendom, the new Opelousas, Omnia Dei Gloriam will not have property taxes. We will not. Even the sales tax alone passes God's justifiable level. There, I said it. God says out loud that the most that any of his people can, you are not allowed to be taxed more than God takes. And how much does God take?
10%.
A tenth. Sales tax alone, here is 11. That's crazy.
So should it be only 10% from every form of government, or should it be 10% overall?
Overall. How much does God take? God takes a tenth. Man, this is, you want to get triggered? Here you go. You pay taxes on the money that you make. You pay taxes on the money that you spend. You pay taxes to keep living in your house, and you pay taxes to keep driving your cars.
Oh, so you're a libertarian?
That's where everybody goes right away.
You're about to spew your libertarian ideals on us?
I didn't know you were a libertarian. No, no, sir. I'm much worse than a libertarian. We'll save that for another episode. I don't know if everybody's ready for that, except Aaron Vaughn. Yep.
You keep calling him out.
Aaron Vaughn's ready for it. He's our only listener.
Buy his taxes.
Buy his taxes. Amen. All right. Anything else in here worth talking about?
I suppose, yeah. Actually, there was a lot of scuttlebutt with condemnation and demolition. I say scuttlebutt. It wasn't actually a bad thing.
They're knocking the derelict properties over.
Yeah. So before
look
we
at
get
the list.
Yeah, before we get to that.
Holy smokes, there's 40 of them.
Yeah, exactly. There is a little bit of news regarding your water lines.
Are they still leaking?
Well, yes. They're probably going to be leaking forever. But
no.
In the next few years, they are currently implementing a plan for a new water system, a new sewer plant. And the last time that was changed was actually 30 years ago.
The sewer plant wasn't changed for 30 years?
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
For 30 years, it was not changed.
Did you guys know that we had a pump station? I think it was a pump station. That sounds right. That was built for the city of Opelousas that somebody just forgot to plug into the system. This is not a joke. I think it was a pump station. It was like a pump station or a well house or something like that for the city of Opelousas that was built, constructed, and they just didn't plug it in. And nobody realized that they didn't plug it in. I'm laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing so that I don't cry. Okay. I'm laughing so that I don't cry. That actually happened. So now we're working on fixing the sewer thing. Hopefully this time we will plug it in.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So they're working on that. That's good. Any plans to, so what are the plans to fix the water system?
They did not specify that, at the meeting.
How much does it cost?
They did not specify that at the meeting.
All right, I got it. Let's move on before I cry more. All right, next thing.
Moving on. So, we have to have an update on the garage sale. We need to know.
I forgot about this.
What has been going on?
The city of Opelousas garage sale.
In the city of Opelousas sanctioned garage sale. Anything interesting?
This month there has been no news in the city of Opelousas garage sale. What?
So I assume that means everything's sold.
Everything's probably sold.
Everything's sold.
I will keep you updated though. The moment I hear a single word,
anything else pop up, we can't wait. Oh man! All right, so we're knocking down 40 buildings.
Yes. So the first two here, Vincent Thomas 405 Academy. No, that's the name of the guy who owned it. 405 Academy Street and 124 East Crowley Street. Those were the first two on number 12, an unfinished business that came up from last month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So okay. 405 Academy Street.
Did they approve those two?
Did they approve? I think they, so they gave 60, I think 60 days.
Notice. For those two structures.
The first one. It needs to be a significant change. No, no. They continued 405 Academy onto condemnation, but if the lady who owns it makes a significant change, it can be removed from the list.
Wow.
Talk about that.
Is my house on here? Let me look for my address real quick.
So 124 East Crowley Street, if you know that one, that is the building over by the Opelousas Museum. That has been abandoned.
Yeah. That was a hot button topic for a little while. People got upset whenever they said they were going to knock it down.
People have been really upset. The most interesting
thing. It has no roof. The whole roof caved in on it.
So if last month.
Who's going to save that building?
I'll get to that, actually. Oh,
there's people. Okay.
I'll get to that.
There's news.
Last month, as you guys obviously remember from last month's episode, if you haven't found it,
Two months ago, Jesse.
Harsh enough. No, this was from last month. I was making a joke because we didn't have an episode last month.
Oh, okay. I got it. I understand.
There was a bunch of... this is what I was talking about with Scuttlebutt. There was a bunch of semantics around... the wording of the agenda from last month for whether or not they could tear this down, because the wording was they would consider it, but they wouldn't make an action on it. And so the attorney was like, hey, we can't do this. And then one was like, all right, I make a motion to move this to the condemnation list. And he was like, not on the agenda. You can't. So... that was a thing for like 20 minutes.
Is this what filibustering is?
No, filibustering is when you stand up and just like riff.
Oh, okay.
To run the clock out.
All right, got it.
Yeah. It's like, it's like you talk about nothing. People have stood up and just like read the newspaper, read a book to filibuster, to just run the clock out. Because their goal is to try and run the meeting out so that the whatever the thing is doesn't get voted on. So what this is just the city lawyer saying, can't do that. They're going to sue us if you do that. Don't do that. And then a few more takes go by, and he's like, hey, no, sued. You get sued. Not me. You get sued. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this month, they actually put it on the...
on the list.
Correctly.
On the nutty list.
And so they wanted to grant the authority, because they pushed it back from last month, to move it to the condemnation and demolition list. But this time there was actually a representative for the property owners. And this guy was...
what was his name?
I don't remember his name.
Ooh.
I didn't write it down. I forgot to write it down. So this guy, he gave a bunch of handouts to the council to show many of the projects that he's worked on in the past. Because he actually works... He works with an organization that restores historic buildings. And... oh. He's done that new hotel that opened up over in Washington. He's done that one.
Oh, I know this guy. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He worked on the Ecole Saint Landry building.
He did the architecture for that. Ecole Saint Landry. He did some projects in Lafayette, actually. I went to a shoot at one of his projects in Lafayette that he did. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while. And he says that... St. Landry Economic Development, SLED, hired an organization to create a historic district in Opelousas. And about 300 buildings actually contribute to that historic district. And one of them is, of course, 124 East Crowley Street. Three other people actually spoke about this house, saying not only do they think it's possible, but they want it to be done, all of which were actually... qualified to talk about it.
who've done renovation, done this kind of stuff. Okay.
Historians, renovators, and so what they did is they postponed it till next month, and they'll make a meeting between now and then specifically to address that building.
I just have one question.
More of that.
I just have one question. Who's going to pay for it?
Actually, for the next 6 months, the city of Opelousas would be paying for it if they do continue to. postpone it until this guy actually gets it done. So that's why that's why they want to move it onto the condemnation list, and that's why he doesn't want it moved onto the condemnation list.
Got it. So we're going to pay for it.
Right.
We're going to pay for it.
The city of Opelousas means your 11% sales tax.
My next question would be, has the value of my property changed in the last 6 months?
And the answer to that, Marley, is yes.
Ooh.
Not has your tax been raised, but has the value of your property got up?
Yes.
Yes, it has. Yes. Yes, it has.
Wow.
Just wait till your personal assessor checks out your house and assesses it way lower.
All right. So we got 40 things that are going to be knocked down. All right. Well, looks like a productive meeting.
Yeah, they had.
And by productive,
I don't think they went. They went over a good portion of these over in 20. A few of the other ones.
Okay.
One of them actually was a house that touched the property of a house I used to live at.
Oh wow!
So
there's a lot
over
of
by the hospital.
I mean, total man, I can't look at this. So between all these properties, there is looks like almost 50 properties that are talking about moving to demolition.
It's like 46. Mm.
So it is a good time to own a demolition company. Like if we had a backhoe. Maybe that should be our business. Page 51, backhoe services.
I don't want to call it that.
Page 50.5.
No, that
page 50 3/4.
The number wasn't the problem.
Oh.
There actually are a few more things that happened as well. Bridge replacements and upgrades from a few months ago, that was supposed to happen, but the original guy made it out to be like $3 million, which was way over budget. So this time around, they've finally contracted it to a company called SEMA Construction for only $1.7 million, which is not only under budget, but they can go with it now.
Oh,
so like all the bridges over the gullies and everything, those will start to get fixed relatively soon.
So my family and I, what we like to do, it's called Sunday Sundays. It's a tradition. We love this. It's a great tradition. So what we do is we go to Dairy Queen where all six of my family members get an ice cream and I spend less than $20. I kid you not. Okay.
How?
Go to Dairy Queen. Trust me. Go to Dairy Queen in Opelousas. So we get Sundays. Actually, it's more like Sunday blizzards, but it's more fun to say Sundays. It's part of our Lord's Day tradition. And then we go drive around just the town. You know, we go pass by people's houses that we know and, you know, meet people. And it's a fun little trip. And that bridge on South Street, every time I drive over it, I'm like, this might be it. And there was a little while there when I drove over it, and there was a geyser coming up out of the middle of it. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like a foot tall water geyser.
I would
geyser.
Walk past it.
It's terrifying. All right. Well, great. Well, anything else?
Yeah. There was this one guy who had wanted to make a comment just on the lack of transparency that the council was giving. There was none of the resources were super available, so he got up and said a few things on that. And he was asking if by the next meeting that they would actually have some better systems in place to be able to, you know, keep the receipts of what they're doing.
That's fascinating.
Which was interesting because that's kind of what was happening with the whole millage thing. But I don't remember why he specifically said that. It was about the ordinances.
Well, this is interesting because you and I talked about this earlier, and we looked up the budget for the city of Opelousas because one of his problems was he couldn't find the budget, right? Wasn't that it? He couldn't.
This guy in particular, it was actually the ordinances. It had nothing to do with the millage.
Had nothing to do with the budget, nothing to do with the millage. Okay. Well, you and I looked up the budget and all it says for the budget line is taxes this much money.
But it doesn't say
what tax.
What taxes.
It doesn't say what tax pays what amount. Isn't that interesting?
It doesn't break it down properly.
At least what we found on the internet. I would personally love to know how much tax money comes out of each tax that's passed. I would love to see that. That'd be a great thing.
So that should be like readily available information.
Easily available.
And it shouldn't be like,
no.
It should be more transparent, which afterwards they were like, all right, well, we can send you that information. What's your email? And there was a sequence of numbers that he said, and then he said thechosenone@gmail.com. All of the police officers thought it was really funny. There's a new community center that they're going to start building in South Park. No news on that. They were just literally saying, here's the property that we want to use. Other than that, that's pretty much about it. They're fixing some lights. They're doing a lot of changes to replace the loss of the police officer numbers from last year. So,
sounds great. I think we're done. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Parish Circuit as we examine and deep dive on the city of Opelousas and the goings-on at our city council meetings. If you would like to support Page 50 or the Parish Circuit in our endeavors as we continue to build this media empire, please contact Aaron Vaughn. He would love to do your personal taxes. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you, and we'll see you next time.